Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less. My name is Malia.
And this is Jose.
Episode 198. John's vision teaches how Heavenly Father saves his children. As you begin studying the book of Revelation, think about how the things you read connect to what you know about Heavenly Father's plan for the redemption and exaltation of his children. As you read John's account of his vision, ask yourself questions like these. What truths do I learn from Revelation about what Heavenly Father has done to help me return to Him? How can this help me understand God's plan for me? Revelation 12. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, he was cast out into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. These verses in Revelation 12 are reference to the war in heaven. The dragon is a representation of Satan, who, with his followers, waged the war in heaven against Heavenly Father and his faithful children. The third part of the stars of heaven are that portion of the hosts of heaven who followed Satan in the pre-mortal war in heaven and were cast out. Elder Bruce R. McConkie described the conflict that occurred in heaven. What kind of war? The same kind that prevails on earth. The only kind Satan and spirit beings can wage. A war of words, a tumult of opinions, a conflict of ideologies, a war between truth and error, between light and darkness. And the battle lines are still drawn. It is now on earth as it was then in heaven. Every man must choose which general he will follow. President Boyd K. Packer, the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, elaborated on how we can find protection during the spiritual war. Satan is determined to disrupt our Heavenly Father's plan and seeks to control the minds and actions of all. This influence is spiritual, and he is abroad in the land. But despite the opposition, trials, and temptations, you need not fail or fear. You today are being raised in enemy territory with a declining standard of morality. But as a servant of the Lord, I promise that you will be protected and shielded from the attacks of the adversary if you will heed the promptings that come from the Holy Spirit. Premortality refers to our life before we were born on this earth. In our pre-earth life, we lived in the presence of our Heavenly Father as His spirit children. We did not have a physical body. In this premortal existence, we attended a council with Heavenly Father's other spirit children. At that council, Heavenly Father presented His great plan of happiness. In harmony with the plan of happiness, the premortal Jesus Christ, the firstborn Son of the Father in the Spirit, coveted to be the Savior. Those who followed Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ were permitted to come to the earth to experience mortality and progress toward eternal life. Lucifer, another spirit son of God, rebelled against the plan and sought to destroy the agency of man. He became Satan, and he and his followers were cast out of heaven and denied the privileges of receiving a physical body and experiencing mortality. Throughout our immortal life, we developed our identity and increased our spiritual capacities. Blessed with the gift of agency, we made important decisions, such as the decision to follow Heavenly Father's plan. These decisions affected our life then and now. We grew in intelligence and learned to love the truth, and we prepared to come to the earth where we could continue to progress. Now discuss with your family, how did Heavenly Father plan to save His children? And that's it for today's episode of Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less. If you've liked this episode and think someone else would too, we would love for you to share it.